You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I've got a little boys night out tonight. That's pretty rare for me these days.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
We're going to go to attorney dude that I met, and we're going to go back to the bar place where we first connected and sit and catch up on stuff. I haven't seen him in, like, I don't know, 8 months or whatever. He had questions for me about stuff. So I'm like, all right, I'll get together, have a cocktail. I haven't done that in forever. I just don't drink that much anymore, dude.
I'm the same, too.
I just don't.
Over it.
So I'm going to have to be that guy just to get a glass of red wine, and then that'll be probably it.
Just nurses it for an hour and a half.
Yeah, I mean, I think I probably will.
So. Yeah. All right, well, good. Have fun.
It's going to be fun. You know, it's mostly I get out because piano lessons are going on. So stay home and listen to, you know, they're not doing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star anymore. But anyway, it's either stay home and listen to that or go have wine. And I guess I'll go.
You go have your little glass. Yeah.
Why? Did you end up changing any poopy diapers?
You know, it wasn't poopy. I had to watch my sister's kids yesterday, my nephews. And the baby woke up. Luckily, the baby was sleeping for a majority of the time while I was there. But yeah, he woke up and I.
Easy gig.
Gosh, man. I just don't miss it at all. I was telling Nicole this last night. I was like, I don't miss that phase. I know everybody loves their little babies and the cutesy phase. I was like, I don't ever want to go back to that. So hopefully my vasectomy and, you know, hold strong.
Right.
So I just don't. It is just not for me. It is something I do not like.
What are the best ages for kids? Probably like 5 to 10.
Right in there, yeah.
Because they're able to get around, they can understand what you're saying, all of that. But then it's the pre-adolescent crazy teenager days.
Yeah, once they can start 5 to 10. Showering themselves, life is good. Once they start getting in and out of the car without you having to do car seats or buckle them, that's a huge milestone. That's good. I'm really happy right now with a almost 13-year-old and a 9-year-old. Like, it's perfect. Right here is fine.
You told Let's me that Reed here. Is getting all mouthy.
He's getting a little mouthy, but he hasn't gone full teenage monster yet. So it's just, it's enough where I have really solid rebuttals for everything he says and all really right. good comebacks. So
let's say 7 to 12 then.
Yeah,
maybe that's
so.
The sweet spot right there.
I think so, but man, those
it's
diapers.
It's like when people get a puppy and they're like, I don't ever want to grow up. I want to just stay a puppy.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say my sister had the coolest device that they didn't have just a few years ago when we had kids. It's this machine that sits right next to the sink, and it keeps constant warm water. And then you dump your formula in the top of it, and you set the ounces that you need for your bottle. So it's like just set it 5 ounces, and you hit start, and it goes, and it starts stirring up the water and the formula, spits it into the bottle. It's warm and ready to rock. Like, you don't have to nuke it, you don't have to shake it, you don't have to measure. It's the greatest thing. I was like, this is awesome. I thought for a second it would be nice to have a baby just to get one of these, but I was like, oh no, what are you doing? It was really neat. You know, that accompanying with the wipe warmers now, too, where you put the wipes in and they warm the wipes. And
well, I'm thinking with that, really if you nice like stuff. That device so much, just make a mental note, and when you're going to be going to your next baby shower, that could be your gift.
Well, I instantly wondered if you could fill it with other things, like if you put fill it with like hot chocolate, and it's a warmer with the hot chocolate in the top, and you put, I want a 16-ounce hot chocolate, brrr, spits it out, there you go,
God,
you're done.
I wouldn't mind a baby bottle filled with hot chocolate.
I think it's a pretty good idea.
Can you or see like, that sitting on light rail with a baby bottle? Just,
you know, it's probably not that far-fetched. So anyway, like a sports drink powder or something, like there's multiple uses.
Especially on Atlanta's MARTA train system, you see everything. Talk about night and day between Denver's light rail. It is night and day, the difference in the, let's just say.
The clientele?
The clientele.
Because there's some stories now since the city has gone to hell of what is going on the light rails here. We should compare notes at some point.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I hear the light rails.
I love
shady.
Light rail, though. I was a big
I took
big
it for
fan.
Years when I went down to Auraria. Years.
I'll still say I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah.
What else is going on? Well, there's this study that was out. They started asking people, how long do you want to live? And most people said they want to live to be 90.
Okay.
Right now, the average lifespan, I just read something about that. I think the average lifespan, you know what's funny? Just because of COVID, average lifespan dipped.
It did by a few years.
In America. It's
like 76 or something for men now.
So now they say it's 77.5.
Oh, okay.
Is the average lifespan. So
bummer.
The average, most people said they want to live to be at least 90. However, two-thirds said they would take a shorter, healthier life over a longer life that has health issues. And that makes sense.
It does. I mean, but
quality of life is really important.
It's the whole thing where I just want to live to 70, and then you hit 70, and you're like, never mind, I'd like 10 more years.
Yeah, I used to laugh at people who said that. I used to work with someone who said, I don't want to live past 75. I said, talk to me when you're 74. Let's see.
Yeah. I would pick longevity. I mean, my grandpa went to almost 90. He was 89. My grandma's turning 89 here in a few weeks. I had a great grandma who was into her 90s before
you
she
have good genes.
Stroked out. And I have good genes. And everybody all the way up to the end was doing pretty damn good. So I feel
that's
like
great.
Just keep doing what I'm doing and things will be good in my 90s.
That genetic thing is really interesting. I dated a woman for a few years whose grandmother was 96, I think. But the thing is, she had four sisters, right? So it was five women in that family. And all five of them were into their 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I said, man, you have got some badass genes going on there.
Yeah.
She looked good in jeans, too.
She get hit by a bus or
something. She had really good genes. When all the women in her on her side were all living into their 90s and doing well, like you were talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, still mentally sharp
if you're
and
in
active.
Good health.
And
like the night that my great-grandma had her, it was like a brain aneurysm or stroke or something, but she was out at the theater, and then they went out for beers afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And she was doing great all the way up till the end, you know, and that's the way to do it right there. That's the way. Oh, death.
So good morning, everybody.